Hello, boobies. When did it become the rule that even things marked as gifts would attract import duty in the UK? It used to be the case that if you mark something as a gift, it would be exempt of tax as it's imported into the country. I think it's actually VAT they add. But apparently the rule now is anything over a value of £35, even if it's marked as a gift, now attracts import duty. And I've just picked up my OUYA from the post office and had to pay £14.51 in tax in order to collect the parcel. Interestingly, £6.51 of that was the actual tax. The other £8 was a handling charge. So that was nice of them. Thanks very much. Not OUYA's fault, I know. That's British government. But when did that rule change about the gift thing and items over £35? That didn't used to be the case, I'm sure of it. Anyway, so I have collected my OUYA. I have set up my OUYA. I have plugged it in and turned it on and downloaded a few games and played with it. And it works. It's fine. Of course, there was a system update. And that system updates always drive me nuts on these things. I've got a PS3. And whenever I turn it on, there is always a system update. I can never just turn it on and do what I want to do. It always, the first thing it says whenever I go into anything like Netflix or iPlayer or try and go into a game or anything, it always comes up and says, oh, there's a system update. You can't start this until you've done it. And then I've got to go digging through the bloody settings on that PlayStation 3. I can never find where the update button is in the preferences. Oh, drives me nuts. Anyway, the OUYA just did its update as part of setting up. Of course it did. You know, it's going to, first time it connects, it's going to say, oh, is there an update? And there was, and it installed pretty quick and all very well. We'll see how it does ongoing in that regard. Not 100% sure about the controller. I don't really like controllers anyway. I'm a PC gamer and I'm used to a keyboard and mouse. I find that much, much, much more controllable than one of these stupid handheld controller things with analog sticks and buttons on every surface. That doesn't compute for me. I can't understand how anybody can think that's superior to a nice, accurate mouse. But anyway, so this controller's got a trackpad in the middle, just like you'd find on a laptop. And the trackpad is totally uncontrollable. I can't point accurately with that thing at all. Sometimes it goes really fast and your pointer zooms off, and sometimes it's moving at a snail's pace and crawls so you can't get to the button you're trying to click on. I found it easier to type on the on-screen keyboard using the plus key, which is the up, down, left, right joystick thing on there, to select the letters and press the buttons. It was much, much harder to try and use the trackpad, which seems backwards to me. But anyway, I've also found that plus key, 50% of the time when I push to the right, it also goes down. So I don't know how well put together this controller is. It doesn't feel great to me. I know they work very hard on it and they think very highly of it, but I don't really like PlayStation or Xbox controllers either. So, you know, don't trust my opinion on that. The games, I have downloaded a few games. I found a little problem. I downloaded a bunch of games that were fine, and then I downloaded a whole bunch more games. I did them all to the queue, and it seemed to jam up. It seemed like nothing was downloading all of a sudden. So I reset the console, and it started again, and now they seem to be downloading okay. So I don't know if one game had a problem or if having too many games in the queue is the problem, but it didn't work right. The games themselves have been pretty standard Android fare, to be honest. Chrono Blade looks really good, but it's only a demo at this stage. I really would like to buy that one when it comes out. And a couple of other games I've played are classic retro, you know, if we make it retro, then we can get away with it looking a bit shit type affairs. But basically pretty good games. They're a bit thin. They're not what you'd expect from a PlayStation or an Xbox. They are Android games at the moment. I'm hopeful that we'll get some more substantial games coming in the future. But I think initially it's a fairly promising start, and I do especially like that you can download all of these games for free and try them before you buy them. That is excellent. There are quite a lot of games on here. I think there's over 80 games, and they are, of course, of variable quality, but they're doing a pretty good job of surfacing the best ones, I think. Interface is very much like Netflix for finding the games. And I found, at least 10 that I wanted to download and have a play with. None of them especially that I thought was, you know, wow, super duper. At the moment, Chrono Blade looks like the most promising. But I will keep playing and I will report back. Thank you for listening, boobies. I'll speak to you later. Bye-bye.